Chapter 9. Dublin and Belfast. Dublin is the most important city in the Republic of Ireland. Its population, the number of people who live there, is 496,000. The River Liffey goes through the centre of Dublin. Some people say that Ireland's famous black beer, Guinness, is water from the River Liffey. But it is not true. But you can walk beside the river and drink Guinness in a pub when you are thirsty. One of the most beautiful buildings beside the river is the Custom House. There is a nice walk along the river from the Custom House to the O'Connell Bridge. North of the bridge is O'Connell Street. Here you can see the post office, famous for Easter Monday 1916. Not far from here is St. Mary's, Dublin's biggest Catholic church. South of O'Connell Bridge is Trinity College, Ireland's oldest and most famous university. In here, you can see Ireland's oldest books, like the Book of Kells, which is 1,000 years old. The beautiful Bank of Ireland is opposite Trinity College. Ireland's first parliament was in this building. Near Trinity College, you can see the famous statue of Molly Malone. People say that she was a poor but beautiful girl who sold fish called cockles and mussels on the streets to make money. But sadly, she died when she was still young. There is a famous Irish song about Molly. In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow down streets broad and narrow, singing cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Some of Ireland's best townhouses are in Merrion Square. Many of Ireland's most famous writers, soldiers and leaders lived here. They walked and talked in the small park in the square or in St. Stephen's Green, not far away. Between Merrion Square and St. Stephen's Green is Leinster House, the home of Ireland's Parliament today. Dublin also has Phoenix Park, one of the largest parks in Europe. Ireland's president lives here, in a house called, in Irish, Oras an Uachtaráin. Not far away from the Phoenix Park is the old Kilmainham prison. Here, visitors can see how some of Ireland's most famous men and women lived in prison. Dublin is a city of theatres, music, and fine shops too. And there are dozens of pubs, big and small. Many people like to go to the pub to drink beer, talk, and tell stories. For example, there is a story about a visitor and an Irish farmer in the country. "Excuse me, can you tell me the way to Dublin, please?" the visitor asks. The farmer thinks for a long time. Then he says, "No, I'm sorry. If you want to go to Dublin, this is the wrong place to start." Belfast. Belfast, a population 276,000, is the biggest city in Northern Ireland. Famous for the ships, aeroplanes, and clothes that were made here. The Titanic was built here, in the Harland and Wolff shipyard. In 1912, the Titanic was the biggest, fastest, most expensive ship in the world. "This ship can never sink," people said. But when the Titanic went to sea for the first time, it sank, and about 1,500 people died. Many of them were poor Irish people who wanted to start a new life in America. Now, this part of the city is called the Titanic Quarter, and it has new shops, offices, bars, cafes, and hotels. But you can still see the big Harland and Wolff cranes, called Samson and Goliath, from all over Belfast. At Victoria Square, in the centre of Belfast, there are new shops, restaurants and cinemas. And there are fine old buildings to see. City Hall, the Custom House with its wonderful statues, the Ulster Bank, and McHugh's Bar, the oldest building in Belfast. Once, it was a house by the Belfast River, and today, it is a modern bar.